pro-Trump candidate advances to second round of Polish presidential election after strong finish. By Kurt Sendelka on May 18, 2025. Emerging from relative political obscurity, self-described pro-Trump candidate Karol Nawrocki is projected to have secured a place in the second round of voting in the Polish presidential elections after a strong finish. Historian and former chairman of the Institute of National Remembrance Karol Nawrocki, backed by the Conservative Law and Justice Party, PiS, drastically closed the gap with his main opponent, former presidential candidate and mayor of Warsaw Rafał Trzaskowski, with a strong showing in the first round of voting on Sunday. According to Ipsos exit polls for the TVN24 broadcaster, Nawrocki secured 29.1%, compared to 30.8% for Trzaskowski, who will represent Prime Minister Donald Tusk's Globalist Civic Platform Party in the second round runoff election, which will be held on June 1. While Nawrocki impressively narrowed the result from previous double-digit leads in the polls for the Liberal Warsaw mayor, he still faces an uphill battle in the second round, given that the system favors establishment politicians, as supporters of centrist and leftist parties tend to vote against populists in the runoff tactically. Such systems have successfully barred candidates like Marine Le Pen in France from taking power. Nevertheless, Nawrocki struck a confident tone, saying after the exit polls were released on Sunday, "We will win these elections. We are ready for this, determined. It will all end with our common victory, Poland's victory." He went on to call on all conservatives and populist voters, such as supporters of the hard-right Confederation Party, which secured an all-time high of over 15% according to exit polls, to back his candidacy to prevent Prime Minister Donald Tusk's globalist coalition from gaining complete control of the government. Unlike fellow parliamentary European countries like Germany, where the president serves in more of a ceremonial role, the Polish presidency is bestowed with significant powers, notably the power to veto legislation. The current parliament, which is governed by a coalition led by arch-globalist Eurocrat Donald Tusk, has been held in check to some regard by the conservative presidency of Andrzej Duda. However, being limited to two terms in office, Duda's Law and Justice Party, PiS, which previously held power for much of the last decade, threw its weight behind political neophyte Nawrocki. Nawrocki was a relatively obscure figure until receiving the backing of PiS co-founder Jarosław Kaczyński. During the campaign, Nawrocki has been vocally pro-Christian and traditionalist, while contrasting himself with his progressive rival, Warsaw Mayor Rafał Trzaskowski, even going so far as to plant an LGBT rainbow flag on Trzaskowski's podium during a televised debate. He has faced controversy, however, with Polish media leaking details about his property holdings, showing that he owns two apartments, rather than the one he claimed in a debate. Nawrocki and his allies have claimed that this information was leaked by the intelligence community to derail his campaign, allegations the media and security services have denied. Like populist candidate George Simion in Romania, Nawrocki positioned himself as a Trumpian-style candidate. At a joint rally with Simion and Zabrze earlier this week, the pair appeared before crowds who chanted out Donald Trump. Nawrocki, who recently met with Trump in the Oval Office, has vowed to be a pro-Christian and pro-Trump president if elected. Arch-globalist and EU turncoat, Prime Minister Donald Tusk issued a desperate plea after the close vote, "The game of everything is just beginning. A tough fight for every vote. These 2 weeks will determine the future of our homeland." Follow Kurt Sendelka on X, follow @KurtSendelka or email to Sendelka@Breitbart.com.